even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, having in like manner with these given themselves over to fornication and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Jude 7. The Apostle Paul said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hinder the truth in unrighteousness." Romans 1 and verse 18. Throughout history, God has communicated with the creation. From Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the kings of Israel, Egypt, Babylon, and Assyria, God sent his prophets. "Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate." Jeremiah 44 and verse 4. From Noah's preaching to the world ripe for destruction, to Jeremiah's proclamation to the nations, and Paul's declaration that we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether it be good or bad, 2 Corinthians 5:10, God has warned us of the great day, in the which the Lord will separate the sheep from the goats. In regards to Sodom and Gomorrah, God has set them forth as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. To those who have given themselves over to fornication and gone after strange flesh, that they also may be without excuse when standing before the judgment seat of Christ. Within the recorded events of Sodom and Gomorrah, we are able to see the willingness and desire of Jehovah to save a people so laden with sin. Abraham appealed to Jehovah, saying, "Wilt thou consume the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there are 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou consume and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein?" To which Jehovah said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the people for their sake." Genesis 18, 23-26. Of Jehovah's desire to save, the Apostle Peter said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to youward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. Though Jehovah is long-suffering, the destruction that has come upon Sodom and Gomorrah, Israel, and numerous nations and people is a stark reminder that a day of judgment must surely come. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul in his words to the Corinthians, saying, "Or know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye were sanctified, but ye were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6:9-11.